Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Future CEOs. My name is Hlubi Mboya Arnold, and once again, I'm not stuck, but I'm privileged to be stuck with my fantastic business partner and founder of Future CEOs, Gareth Armstrong.
You're not stuck. Yes, that's exactly right. But it's also my great privilege to be able to host the show with you. What do we do here on Future CEOs? We bring executives, senior leaders as close to you, our listeners, as possible by representing you here, asking questions that you might ask to them, learning from them, gleaning information from them. And today's conversation is no different.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And Future CEOs, and I'm proud to say, is proudly brought to you by Coronation, day in and day out. Since Coronation started 25 years ago, they've never stopped working to earn your trust and make your money work for you. Coronation, trust is earned.
Hlubi, last week we discussed the trust that people have in the Coronation brand, brand specific. This week what we want to do is we want to talk a little bit about some of what has entrenched that trust, you know, the real stuff that has made the brand so trustworthy. And so we're talking to an interesting individual, one of the executives there. It's Peter Kukumud, he's head of personal investments at Coronation. Peter, it's good to have you on the show.
Thanks, great to be with you.
Hi, Peter. Just tell us a little bit about your background. And as Gareth said, let's also talk a little bit about the trust factor when it comes to Coronation.
Hi, Hlubi. It's great to be with you and the listeners. It's an interesting journey for me personally. I started life always with having this idea at the back of my mind that I'd like to be somewhere in business one day.
Yeah.
And I saw the stat while still at high school that most directors of publicly quoted companies are chartered accountants, so I decided to become one of those, which after lots of hard work I eventually achieved. And then so I started working at Sanlam, and it was a very exciting time in the development of the investment markets in South Africa, because the country was reintegrating into the global capital markets after democracy came to South Africa. And so there were lots of exciting new ideas, new business models, new opportunities available. And one of those was the idea of an independent fund manager. And I realized that probably one of the best places to be at the time was to work for what was then a small boutique asset manager, because you only had the big behemoths, the conglomerates, and a few small boutiques. And Coronation was one of those promising boutiques, a few years old then. And I then managed to secure an opportunity at Coronation, and I've been here ever since.
Yeah, and that's 20 years. And so
years.
So when we talk about a 25-year anniversary, you've been a part of this for a good long time and really at the center of the trust that people have in the brand, because a trust in the performance. Is that accurate?
Undoubtedly. I mean, in any business, but even more so in investment management, you are only as good, and your business is only as sustainable as your clients perceive you to be or allow you to be.
Love that.
And that's the big thing for us, because in investment management we sell such an intangible service. We sell the promise of, in the long run, ending up with a good retirement or achieving whatever objective it is that you set for yourself. And you effectively have to believe that we will do the right things in your interest as our client to achieve those objectives. And, you know, those horizons can be very far away. It can take multiple decades to know whether your confidence that you place in an investment manager is right. So what it all really boils down to, and that is why we have decided to really corner flag trust as the cornerstone or the foundation stone for the Coronation brand, is, you know, that is really what it's all about. It's about day in, day out doing the things that you need to do to be worthy of that confidence that your investors have in you. So in this business, it is all about focusing on the client and trying to make sure that you do what is right, trying to treat clients the way you would have liked to have been treated.
So Peter, let's start from the very beginning. So as an entrepreneur, especially me being a startup, and let's call the spade a shovel, a black female entrepreneur. You know, it's about, for me at this point in time, it's about a short-term fix or a short-term kind of concept. Long-term and vision and sustainability and viability in my business is still an abstract concept to many entrepreneurs. So let's break it down. What's the difference between investment and savings when it comes to entrepreneurship, in your view, in your professional insight?
Okay, and so terms are used very loosely in this industry.
Absolutely.
Quite confusing.
Yeah.
But in the classic sense, saving really means to put money in a bank account, to earn interest, and to not leave it there too long, and then to use it for whatever the next objective is that's bigger than the monthly draw, the monthly paycheck.
Okay.
Investment has a longer term connotation. Is about deploying capital to gradually over time build something or substance that can become scaled and can be sustainable, that can then generate return. So the fundamental difference, really, in addition to time horizon, is risk. When you think about saving, you tend to associate that with something that is less risk and therefore sort of more stable, but potentially or probably lower rewards, whereas investing implies more risk, but over time you have the expectation of higher reward or higher return.
What is the market telling us about entrepreneurs and them being investors or savers? What do you know about us?
Entrepreneurs are investors. Entrepreneurs are brave, optimistic, confident, sometimes crazy people that are prepared to challenge the way things are, that are prepared to go out on a limb and try and change the way things work, rather than just sit back and, you know, effectively go with the flow by selling your labor to another business and being an employee. So If you're an entrepreneur and you don't have that sort of long-term investor mindset, it's probably going to be very difficult to be successful.
Well, what I appreciate about entrepreneurs and what I appreciate about what you're sharing is that there's this risk element in actually everything that we do. Even putting money into a savings account is a risk, and there's a longer-term risk there, which is, are you going to have the growth that you need to make sure that there is buying power or, you know, real value in your savings in the long term? And so there's risk everywhere. I think that what's so nice about Coronation specifically is that risk is mitigated to a certain extent because you've had this consistency and we can really trust what you guys are delivering. I want us to just go to this idea of investing and why more people aren't investing. Is it this risk thing? I mean, what's the real concern here?
Risk is part of it, but it is also hard because you must remember that any investment capital decision that you make to effectively take some of the means that you have at your disposal and not use it for some immediate.
I know.
Or if
so
you're
not, true.
Yeah, you know, there's also all the competing demands. There are all these things you can do in your
Correct.
Business to hopefully make your business work better. So you have all these competing demands. You have all these tough trade-offs to make about how to spend money. And the one thing that we do know that human beings are terrible at is really thinking about what's going to happen 5, 10, 20 years out. I mean, that sort of future you person you're going
Correct.
To
Correct, especially South Africans.
Like, yeah, exactly. It often feels like it feels like a different person. It doesn't feel like it's you. So it's very hard to get that balance right because investment spend or long-term investments that you are sort of ferreting away compete with a whole lot of other things. And that's the one problem. The other problem is an issue of inertia.
Anything
that seems complex, you very often defeat it, and very easy excuses. This stuff's difficult, and therefore I'll do it later. I'll get there. It's like, you know, it's like going on a diet or getting fit. It falls into that sort of category.
Yeah.
I know it's a good thing to do, and I want to do it, but I will get there next time.
Correct. So when should we start investing?
Yeah, what's the right age?
Yeah, what's the right time? Yeah, nice guy.
And I guess to that point, because especially, I mean, if I'm a 13-year-old and I'm listening to this, I mean, I don't have large amounts of money to invest. So can I invest? So that's two questions in one there. When is the right time? And then what's the minimum amount that you can actually use to start this process, start this journey?
The trite answer is the right time is as soon or as early as is possible.
Sure.
Clearly, you do need some means. You need an income to be able to take some of that and put it away in a long-term investment. So if you don't have an income yourself, you need access to somebody with an income that likes you. So,
are you saying there needs to be consistency in terms of income? What you are involved in terms of asset or fund management, that's something that you're contributing to on a monthly basis. Is that correct?
It's contributing on a monthly basis or investing once off as and when you have money. I mean, typically in the long-term investment industry, you are looking at entry levels of around 5,000 Rand a month.
Sure.
Sorry, 5,000 Rand a month once off.
Oh, okay. Whew.
Or
Peter.
Or 500 Rand a month.
I mean, oh, that sounds doable.
That sounds a bit more doable. Sorry for that.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
So a really great way to start building a balance sheet independent from your business activities is through a tax-free investment. I mean, that's probably the coolest vehicle that's available.
Mm.
And you can contribute up to 33,000 Rand a year to that, but there's no set amount. And other people can contribute on your behalf. So you asked me, so when you start, what do you do if you're a 13-year-old? I mean, so get your parents or your grandparents or people wanting to give you a gift for your birthday to open a tax-free investment for you and invest in that. And the reason why you want to start early is that the longer time you have, the more compounding works for you, the more you earn returns on the returns that you've made before.
The eighth wonder of the world, compounding interest, is that right?
Compounding interest or compound growth?
Compound growth, yes.
Break that down for us, Minier.
So how that basically, I mean, it's a very simple mathematical concept that, again, our brains are not well designed to cope with this because we think linearly, but the way that investment growth works is exponentially. So basically what happens is if you invest 1,000 Rand and you earn a 10% return on that, you have 1,100 Rand at the end of that year. If the next year you earn 10% again, you don't earn 100 Rand on the 1,000 Rand that you invested, you earn it on the 1,100. So you now get 110 Rand. And so every year, that curve at which your investments grow opens up and becomes accelerated. So that's one of the biggest reasons why patients get rewarded. I mean, so one of the classic compound interest calculations you can do, and it is available on coronation.com on our website, is if you take two investors, one that invests, and they invest exactly the same amount, but one do it between the age of 20 and 30, and the other one starts when they're 30 and they do it till they're 60, so the second person invested three times more than the first person. The first person will end up with significantly more capital at the end of the period just because whatever was invested was left to compound for a very long period of time. So that you want to work for you. So that's why you want to start early. The other big reason to understand it, why you want to have an investment despite all these other competing needs and all the other things that you can do, it is about diversification. It's about having an element of your capital protected.
Absolutely.
From all your other business activity.
Absolutely.
That gets to work in other places. Because the whole objective here is what you want to achieve is, and you can do this pretty much at any income level. It's not, I mean, you don't need a high income to do this. Is you want to build a balance sheet. Because people with balance sheets, people with assets, have more options than people who do not.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And the secret is just really to get started somewhere. You can worry about the optimization later. It's better to have weak investment is better than
no investment.
Obviously, better investment options are better.
Let's just
get started.
I'm so glad you said that. So, you know, basically for those entrepreneurs out there who are listening to this and feeling a bit left behind in the investment rat race, it's never too late to start. Am I correct, Minyard?
Yeah, it is absolutely. It's absolutely never too late to start. It's, it's the longer you have, the more rewarding.
I hear you.
But it is never too late to start. I mean, because effectively, at some point in your life, you will get to the stage where you don't necessarily want to be solely dependent on your own energy to keep going.
Correct.
Where you are looking for a more passive source of income.
Absolutely.
And the only way you could do that is when you have investments, when you have a balance sheet.
And Peter, that's making your money honestly work for you, you know?
That's what we try and do.
Absolutely. That resonated with me. Thank you. I'm done with the show.
well, I'm not. So let's talk a little bit about the fund management side of Coronation. Peter, what I'm hearing you say is that there is an opportunity here where a normal, ordinary guy like me who doesn't really know all that much is able to rely on you at Coronation to look after our funds, while also I think I can get an active say in what I'm looking at. Is that accurate?
That is indeed correct. So what we try and do is we try to offer a range of funds that are matched really well to investor needs.
And risk profiles.
Exactly, like risk profile is often the jargon used to describe it. But it really boils down to at the principal level to how long you have to invest, which defines the level of risk that we can take on your behalf.
Mm.
Because if you have more time, you have the ability to aim for a higher expected return because you're not that stressed about the fluctuation in value of your investment from month to month or year to year, because you're giving it many years. It needs to be worth more in the longer term. And then what we do is that we package a wide variety of investments. It could be 70, 80 or 100 different investment opportunities that are then blended together into a portfolio aimed at meeting the need that you want to hit. So, for example, if you're a long-term investor, we touched on tax-free investments earlier, and you're looking for a good one-stop investment for a tax-free investment, you can invest in a balanced or a multi-asset fund. I mean, in the Coronation range, that would be something like a market plus fund, which over time should give you a return that is similar to just investing in the equity market, but it has the ability to invest in many more asset classes. So it can invest outside of South Africa into developed markets such as the US, the UK, or the European countries, into emerging markets such as Brazil or Russia or China, frontier markets, into listed property, bonds, etc. And then what we do is that our fund managers, together with our team of analysts, are constantly trying to figure out where the best opportunities are around the world, and then how to blend it into a portfolio that fairly robustly, regardless of the different potential outcomes that you can have in global events, deliver on your requirements. So that's a very simple way. It's sort of an implement and forget approach to investing. Which doesn't necessitate a huge amount of constant monitoring and effort to ensure that you remain in an appropriate portfolio. Clearly,
nice.
If you want to do the latter, that's also possible. But the vast majority of people, especially if you have a whole lot of other priorities to attend to, maybe don't necessarily have the time to do justice to the job.
We're not doing justice to your job and what you represent at Coronation because we're running out of time and we hate it. And as a black female entrepreneur, I and we need you to unpack so much more for us. But for me, Peter Kukumur, my final question would be, at 21 years old, looking yourself in the mirror, what would be the best investment advice you would give to yourself?
It's an interesting question. It's because it forces you to reflect. But I think my answer to that would be be more patient. It's probably the best advice that I could have given myself. And the second piece of advice would have something to do with do not waste as much money on cars.
Yes.
To do the second part. But the reason for the patience thing is, I'll just share a little story.
Please.
I firmly believe that in this whole balance sheet building story that I talked about earlier, and at the time I believed that a great place to start is to own my own property. I never wanted to pay rent to somebody else.
This is a good point.
What I failed to take into account was that the bachelor apartment that I could afford just after finishing university was going to fairly quickly not be suitable for my needs as a change. And you then end up with a lot of fairly significant transaction costs entering and exiting property.
Correct.
That eats up all your return. And if I actually rather rented and invested the differential, I would have been much better off.
That's such a good point, because property is often hailed as this real opportunity. But in what you've just shared, there's some hidden elements there, especially when we're younger. Our income isn't as substantial as it could be, that to prohibit that or make it less of an opportunity. So you're saying rather come and invest with Coronation. I think that's what I'm hearing you say. Peter Kukumur, Head of Personal Investments at Coronation, we thank you for your time. We're so very grateful. Thank you for your insights. And we look forward to, I think we're chatting to you in another couple of weeks, so we look forward to having you back on the show then.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Peter. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Cheers.
Libby, I really like this conversation, because what it does do, it again points us in the right direction when it comes to how we should be using our funds, what we should be doing in terms of savings versus investments. Peter built a strong case for going with a fund manager.
Making our money work for us, Gareth.
All right. Thank you so very much. We will be back with you same time, same place next week. This Future CEO's conversation was proudly brought to you by Coronation. Ups, downs, good days and bad. Since Coronation started 25 years ago, through the highs and lows, they work every day to make your money work for you. Coronation. Trust is earned.
A lot can happen in a day. A lot has happened since the day Coronation started 25 years ago. The first democratic election in 94, rugby champions in 95, two Nobel Peace Prize winners, one Indomitable Nkosi Johnson, but there was also the 2008 crash and global recession. Then, what a day when we kicked off the World Cup. South Africans united, we pushed on and believed.
Unbelievable, unbelievable.
From the day Coronation started, through the highs and the lows, we worked every day to earn your trust and make your money work for you. To invest your money today, visit coronation.com. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized financial services provider and approved manager of collective investment schemes.
Future CEOs on cliffcentral.com.